I can say from the vantage point of B-Lab and the B-Corp community that even with the best of intentions, each of these biases can manifest in a very real and present way. One that has felt most pressing for B-Lab, and for me personally, has been bias in hiring and advancement. If a non-inclusive culture and bias is more likely to persist in a homogenous culture than a necessary step in building an inclusive culture and eradicating institutional bias ought to be building a more heterogeneous culture. That means diversifying the team at all levels to ensure more heterogeneous perspectives and experiences can show up in the everyday interactions that create culture and can add value to solving problems and seizing opportunities that create great organizations. In my experience, that is often easier said than done. We all tend to have networks that resemble ourselves. For example, according to research by Public Religion Research Institute, PRRI, 75% of white people do not have a significant relationship with a person or family of color. Another example, holding boys' night out and girls' night out events are fun and can be important safe spaces, but they can reinforce monogender personal networks. From my experience, building heterogeneous teams and cultures requires intention and commitment.